You ready? Fantastic. I'd like to call the meeting to order at 5:03 p.m. If we all could stand, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can I have the roll call, please, Kelly?
Councilor Wood?
Present.
Councilor Horning?
Present.
Councilor Eaton Novak?
Present.
Supervisor Burness?
Present. Okay, I'm now going to open the public hearing on local law number one of 2023. We had to make it number one of 2023 because by the time it gets to the state, according to our attorney, they would kick it back and we'd have to change it if we would have labeled it number two of 2022. So by the time they receive it, that's why we had to go to number one of 2023. Is anybody here to speak on the local law? Okay. I'm going to give it five minutes. 5 minutes sound good to everybody?
All right.
It's already five after, so that would work out. If somebody wants to show, at least we gave them a chance to speak if they wish to do so. So we'll give it a 5 minute wait for people to show. That we will adjourn it.
Isn't it actually just an amendment, really?
No.
It's like a total.
Because it's superseding it, you said.
It supersedes.
What's on file.
Right.
Oh, okay. So it's like a totally new.
It's like a total new law. And it supersedes the other one according to the wording in it.
Which is on the bottom of the page, isn't it? Supersedes.
Yeah, it's on.
So
it's not an amendment to a local law, it just supersedes.
The previous stuff in there, but just.
Yeah, a lot of it's repeat and some of it's changed, but.
Yeah. Parking garage, no 5-story parking garages. And...
What's wrong? They're putting parking garages, they're putting solar panels over the parking lots, and you park underneath the solar panels.
Really?
That's the newest thing I've seen. Instead of taking up so much land, so we're going to go green. So you don't go in your regular parking lot, but these pillars will hold the solar panels. So you're underneath the solar panels.
Hmm.
Hey, that's what they should do, y'all.
Yeah.
You probably find out that would be adapting to everything.
I don't know. They're getting, in my opinion, they're getting kind of ugly out there. All these beautiful fields and openings and stuff. They're getting just acres and acres of these panels. That, I don't know.
That's whatever. The airline.
You know how they mow those fields for the solar panels? Sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Amish got sheep. They've been going into these solar fields and they clean it up.
I think the guy's, that one of four, he's got a couple of llamas he's got fenced in around his. They're eating the grass. Nice.
What are they going to grow vegetables and things on here in a few years?
Hydro.
On top of it. Yeah.
I wonder how the solar panels are working in Buffalo right now.
Just think about it. Yeah. A few more years.
Some people say it does go through snow in certain parts.
Really?
Yeah.
The real ones are on the angle and stuff.
Yeah, you still get rays through the clouds.
Oh, yeah. Any kind of daylight, yeah.
But you never get it through snow, too. So.
If they're that sensitive. And they're better than the solar lights I got at the house.
Right.
It's cloudy out. They don't come out at night. You got to have a bright, direct, sunny day, you know.
And a lot of it changed for the moonlight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All going to change next year, though. The Republican House in there and stuff and everything. They're going to throw all that out, start digging for the oil and bringing it back. And here we go. Going to keep circling. Save your electric car for the next 4 years after 2024.
probably can go right down here and around and get all the oil they want.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Give it one more minute. And then I'm going to need a motion to adjourn the public hearing.
But we won't be able to do that. Doug's not here.
And where is Doug?
Get an APB out on it.
He probably thought it was later.
I told him 5.
Well, he but probably wasn't listening. Yeah, he probably wasn't listening to you.
Probably not. It's okay. Probably
tuning you out.
Most people do. I'm used to it by now. All right. If I can have a motion to adjourn the public hearing, please.
Now move.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Adjourn the public hearing is completed. I'd like to call the special meeting to order at 5:11. Can I have a roll call for the special meeting, please?
Councilor Wood?
Present.
Councilor Horning?
Present.
Councilor Eaton Novak?
I'm here.
And Supervisor Berners?
Present. Okay. We're going to move on to unfinished business on our agenda. I need a motion to approve local law number 1 of 2023. And I'm going to need a roll call vote for that local law, please. Is there any discussion on that law? There are none, seeing none. Can I have a roll call vote then, please?
Got to make a motion to
approve. Oh, somebody needs a motion to approve it.
I'll second it. Wasn't fast enough.
Yes.
Who made the motion?
I did.
Gary?
And then Richard?
Richard? Yep.
Okay. Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Eaton Novak?
Yes.
And Supervisor Berners?
Yes. Okay, next item on the agenda is the 2023 ambulance contract.
Very cool.
And I have it here. We agreed to have it a 2-year contract. They gave it to me in writing, and we just need to sign it. It's going to be for $28,000 payable in the first year of 2023, and then $30,000 like we agreed for 2024. And if I could just have this passed around and signed, I can get it to them. Good evening, Doug.
Nice you to show up.
I don't want to hear about it. You overslept. No, I let the dog out. The dog thinks she's the boss.
Apparently she is.
Thank you.
She didn't come back. She wouldn't come back.
Well, got mine of her own. I had to walk 3/4 mile after I parked my truck.
Can I just read something somewhere that we're no longer called councilmen?
Yes.
You did read that.
In Tug Hill. Was it Tug Hill?
Yes.
It's councilmen, right?
It's
counselor.
Counselor?
Yes, I've been calling people counselor anyways for a while.
I just noticed it tipped councilman on there.
So
really, normally you say, "Hey, you."
Yeah. I mean, and it does say councilman on this contract, but in official terms, it's council. When you go to run for office, it's counselor or something to that effect. Kelly, you're going to need to attest to that, so I'll leave that with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to move on our unfinished business. The Global LED Solutions, I spoke with Mark French after our last meeting. And I asked him the question of, are these new fixtures for this amount? And it is new fixtures for this amount.
Wow.
So that covers that. And if they're directional, he says they all go down anyways. So they're always aware of where they go. So they're not just straight out and blaring. And that's
so he knew what I was talking about.
So that's those were the two questions we had on that.
That's good.
Yeah.
If I can have a motion to sign the agreements.
I'll move.
Can I have a second on that?
A second.
Okay. Any discussion on this for the amounts? The park was $1,270 after rebate. And the highway garage was total after rebate $2,023.
Yep.
Any other discussion on that?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve? And
I already moved.
Oh, did you? Sorry. Yeah, it was after discussion. Yes. Can I have all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries to sign these proposals for the LED upgrade at our town-owned facilities. Next, I got this letter yesterday in the mail. It is about our park project. We did not receive the grant. So we did not receive the $30,000 we were looking for. I tried calling Jay Grousel. He must be on vacation this week, but I did leave him a message. He will get back to me. But I believe in our budget, we have enough money to go ahead with that project, and we can discuss that in January to put that out to bid.
Put what out to bid?
The paving, because I believe we put money aside for that.
Yeah.
So we just have to come up. And I can speak with Jay with his proposal that he has for the grant. We can probably use some of that in order to put it out to bid. I have a meeting with Jay Grousel the 13th of this month anyways. So, like I said, we can look at it. Next meeting, we can discuss it. Just so it's in everybody's minds that we did not get the grant for $30,000.
And we got the ARPA too.
Yeah, right. So I think we'll be okay because I know we budgeted money for the park. I don't remember how much.
Yeah, I know we'd be able to put some aside, didn't
we? I mean, I can look it up if we're interested right now. Nope. We will discuss it at the next meeting. How's that?
It works.
In your slack time, look up an outfit called VersaCort
online. Versa, like
D-E-R-S-A. V-E-R-S-A, court. I started looking through that, and it's an alternate. I don't know. I got to go down and measure the court.
Is it like something that the water is permeable on, so it's not flowing off and causing?
Yes, it's like a lot of these, you see them in garages and everything, where these little squares put together.
Lock, interlock.
Now, I don't know if it's glued down or what, but they get the lines already in them, and they're made out of rubber or something.
See a lot of them at schools.
Yeah. Same kind of thing, you know. You don't have to worry about the paint the lines on it, which you'd have to do if you blacktop it.
Gives a little bit of cushion.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Any other?
So just a thought.
Okay. Any other discussion on the park grant at all? All right. Any unfinished business off the floor? Anything I didn't include that we needed to talk about before the end of the year? Okay. Seeing none, hearing none, we will move forward to new business. After going through all our stuff, we received the CHIPS check yesterday. And I realized in our 2022 budget, because we've never taken CHIPS money and spent it on equipment. So we don't have a DA line to bring in a revenue in our budget. So I need to amend our budget in order to allow it to come into the DA 3501, which is CHIPS. Normally that it's always DB. We always have the CHIPS money go to DB because it's outside paving work. We don't do any in the village. So I just need a motion to amend our budget to add line 3501 so that I can place it into that as a revenue for the year. And then we'll take it from, you know, the revenue
into DB,
and it will go back into DA where all the equipment is, because that's, it's just a separate type CHIPS, because all our equipment is always bought out of DA account.
Right.
You know, and that's where we purchased our loader. We borrowed from the fund balance of DA, if you remember, and we put it into that account line to purchase the loader. But now we want to pay back the fund balance, and we were using CHIPS money, and it's $115,000 that CHIPS that we use. So I just need that line item so it can come in somewhere instead of just going into fund balance.
So you want to create it.
So we're going to create this line item.
And this line item is going to be called?
It's DA3501. It's CHIPS, and it's under revenue.
Okay.
And if you had your budget, you would see it under DB labeled as CHIPS as well. It's state aid or.
Right.
It's a 3501 account. So Gary Wood makes a motion to add.
To add
line item DA3501 to our budget. Do I have a second?
I did.
Okay.
Mr. Tardy over here.
Any more discussion on that?
I'll be enough for that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain.
Bring my dog down.
Motion passes.
A dog.
The next item I have is the New York Coalition for Open Government. As anybody who has been involved in open government knows, they are normally all over the place, and they do a good job trying to make sure everything is open to the public. Well, this is good news. They have a naughty list and a nice list. And one of our members, it happens to be on the nice list. Kelly Reeder made the nice list, and there was an article in the Oswego County News. That is what I gave you a copy of, as well as the actual naughty and nice list from the New York Coalition of Open Government. So it's good news that we made the nice list. Parish is doing good, and you can read about it. One other local town in Oswego County made the naughty list, but it's right here for you to read at your leisure. But it's there. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention that Kelly made the nice list.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Well, thank you. I didn't even know.
Always the last to know. Huh?
It's a good time to be on the nice list around Christmas.
You're doing your job.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's good.
You must have been very busy because you were not available for comment.
They didn't try to comment me. They said they were sending me a link. I said, for what? And they... I don't know. There's so much scam stuff. I didn't even really kind of pay attention, honestly.
Deleted it, did it.
So we did good.
Good.
Once in a while.
It's not something negative for once anyway.
That's right. We're on the up and up.
I didn't tell you I screwed up this time.
Right.
Good.
Any question on that?
That's next week.
Yeah.
Just wanted everybody to see that, note that.
Good.
The next,
but it's kind of fun reading the naughty list.
Well, that's why, like I said, you can read that at your leisure and see what other towns are doing.
Yeah.
And some of those items on the naughty list we have taken care of already. And so some of the other towns that have been naughty, we're ahead of them being nice, so we're doing good.
Good.
Well, why did they tell us after Christmas?
Because it's a nice and naughty list. You gotta, you know. Now you know why some people didn't get presents. Oh, so yeah. I'm going to move on to new business. Item C is the 2023 lease with the villages for our office space. I received this today. It's a new lease. The only item that I looked between the old lease and the new lease was they added in the key section. If any key in the lessee's possession are lost, stolen, or refused to be returned, the lessee will be responsible for all costs associated with remedying the situation, up to including the changing of any relevant locks or hardware. The lessor will have the work done and bill the lessee for the costs associated. That is the only change I see in this.
So now we're not just replacing keys, we're also replacing all the locks.
Well, if you
lose your key.
For instance, if I lost my key to my office and it's the only key, and we, you know, both me and Gary lost it in a snowstorm somewhere, we couldn't get in the office, we'd have to replace the hardware.
Yes.
So that's kind of what they added to it. What they did not address is the key situation that we discussed.
Right.
Nowhere in this lease does it say who gets keys other than in the first paragraph, which was there in our previous contract. It says the lessor shall provide keys to lessee for those with offices within the subject premises.
Okay, so I won't be signing that.
So we would like discussion on this lease. And
I just discussed.
Yeah, send it back to them and tell them we need keys for the board members if they want it signed. Period. My opinion. And if there's a trust issue that they have between us and the board members, why? That should make the naughty list.
I mean, right.
That all seems just silly.
Nor do I want one. I don't need one because there's always somebody here.
Right.
90% of the time you'll find that, but it's that 10% that.
Again, I don't want one. I don't want one. I don't need it. There's always somebody here. And there's always only here at the least 9 o'clock at night.
Well, that would not be me.
I know Doug Houghton was a past village. Any thoughts on that? On us not getting keys and why the village has been so adamant about not giving extra keys out? It's only one.
Is it because the keys don't have them?
It's only three keys.
Everybody lost track of keeping track of the keys. And I think that blame shifted to a lot of people. So we're not going to get the keys to eliminate the problem. Now, change of command.
I was going to say, she's very organized.
Yeah, the joint meeting we just had.
I mean, she is like, whoa, on top of things. I get an email from her a couple of days a week about carp.
Not before.
Yes.
So
that's the difference.
Right. The only thing else I could do was maybe, LJ, while you're here, could you tell us why the village chose not to give us keys or anything? Was that a discussion at your meeting?
It was a short discussion. They just said that if there's always somebody, like you said, there's always somebody here.
Okay.
It's when I was in the village government, it was never an issue. And I don't know why all of a sudden.
I suggested they just go to key fob. Yep. An option to go to key fob. So if somebody did lose a key fob, you just go in the computer and disable it. There's no replacing anything. You just take that key fob and you shut it off. And you're done. There's no replacement of keys, no replacement of mechanisms or anything. So,
yeah, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but no, I forgot you were probably in a conversation that they held just last week.
My very first meeting. So I'm not really up to date on the last 9 months or 11 months.
So,
they could do a key fob, or you can do like your credit card.
Right, and they just got all brand new keys in the front door lock. So I don't know if the village is willing to.
Well, they said they'd look into it.
Well,
I'm only there to learn, so that's all I can do.
All you have to do is explain it and ask. And I don't see it a big deal if a person wants a key. We'll see what they say.
Right. Well, it's been a contention for many years, and I thought we almost straightened it out at our joint meeting.
Well, it hasn't been a contention.
No.
Well, we don't have a full board no more, no.
Well, I was there for almost 17 years.
Dave resigned that night.
It's never been a problem. It's never been an issue.
Get up the mayor, not me.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm here for the water.
My biggest concern with it was the reason I got.
To be honest with you,
right.
when
the
I
question
asked.
I asked the mayor when she ran for it first.
Okay, that's what kind of
vote for you? That's the first thing you knew.
My problem a little bit was like the Tom was more or less coming out and saying you don't trust people. That kind of bothered me. It wasn't so much even having the key. It was the reason I got why we don't.
Right. So I will speak with the mayor. And I will tell her that we are not happy that three of our members who don't have keys didn't get them. I mean, it is just the three of, you know, you guys that are on the board that need, you know. Go ahead, Doug.
I was told by the clerk if I wanted one, she'd give me one.
is that you? Does that take you off? Oh, no, that's...
No. No, that may have been a short-term lease. You know, I don't know.
I mean, and
it's not a big deal. So, it should be not a big deal, really.
So what I'm going to do, I will speak with the mayor. I will discuss this with her. I've already been in discussions, you know, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, 8 months ago. I will try to figure out what's going on, and I will bring this lease back up. It runs out January 1st, but there's a section in here where this hasn't been received by this, then it goes on till the 31st of 2023 anyways. So we'll see where it goes, and we'll bring it up under unfinished business next, you know, at our next meeting. Mm-hmm. And I'll take a look at it then. So why don't we just
table
it? Make a motion to table this item, which normally doesn't happen with us, but no, I need a motion to table this. Yes.
No, you do?
You do? Because, I mean, you should have a motion to table it if it's brought up for discussion. You can't.
Well, whether we need one or not, I'll make a motion to table it till January's meeting.
Okay.
I'll second.
All those in favor of tabling?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. What that does too is if three of us wanted to vote on this right now, we wouldn't table it and we bring it up to vote. And so with that way, we all agree to table, and that's why tabling helps sometimes too.
Well, if you can talk to her again, you'll have all the answers by the next meeting. So
or not.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's an answer.
Yes. I will do that. Okay. That's tabled. On to the next one. Any new business off the floor? Anything else anybody wants to bring up that cannot wait till January? Well, our next meeting is the 19th. All right, we'll move on. Approval of the bills. What we did was we took care of some of these bills that came in so that they fall into this year's budget instead of moving them to next meeting where they fall in next year. So anything we had, because we're meeting anyways, it just kind of cleans things up a little bit and puts everything in the year that it belongs. There's the one transfer, and I'm asking to transfer $75 from our contingency account to the central communications line, which is 1650.4. We were just off by a little bit. In order to pay the bill that you signed the voucher for, we need the money in that line. And that's why we plan on using that contingency, where there's probably $17,000.
I'll move.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Yes. I have a transfer sheet. Fantastic. Now I need a motion to approve the vouchers 259 through 264 for $2,946.79 out of the general fund.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed and abstained. Motion passes. Next, I need a motion to approve voucher number 151 for $100 out of the highway fund DA.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed and abstained. Fantastic. And finally, our future meetings. Our organizational meeting is January 5th at 6:30. Anybody want to change that? Or Kelly already, actually, you advertised it, didn't we? We approved that already, didn't we? Okay. And you can see our regular meeting. I put it January 19th at 6:30 because I know we were doing 6, but then we decided 6:30. Everybody's still good with 6:30 for our meetings.
Yes.
You're doing that next year?
Yes, next year, not this year.
I mean, last year.
Yeah.
Last
year. Hey, it was that was my mistake, yes, on the agenda. I'll admit that one. All right, that's when our future meetings are. Everybody's good with that. After that, I just need a motion to adjourn our meeting.
I'll move.
I'll second.
I'll third.
All those in favor?
All right.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained?
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That was a quick and nice meeting. I appreciate it. And we'll deal with what we have to deal with. You can have that. Or you got one. Oh, that's the agenda. Sorry.
Hope you won.
Thank you, Paul, for showing.
We approve the
Thank
lights.
You, Paul.
When would they be able to do the lights or start on? Maybe the park, they probably wouldn't do till spring.